By the time the convention of 1836 met at Washington on the Brazos on March 1st, 1836, such efforts as trying to become an independent Mexican state and restore the 1824 Constitution of Mexico were no longer acceptable. On the first day, the convention president, Richard Ellis, appointed George C. Childress, James Gaines, Edward Conrad, Colin McKinney, and Bailey Hardiman a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. A free and independent Republic of Texas was officially declared March 2nd, 1836, when the 54 delegates, each representing one of the settlements in Texas, approved the Texas Declaration of Independence, and these words make up its last paragraph. We, therefore, the delegates, with plenary powers of the people of Texas, in solemn convention assembled, appealing to a candid world for the necessities of our condition, do hereby resolve and declare that our political connection with the Mexican nation has forever ended, and that the people of Texas do now constitute a free, sovereign, and independent republic, and are fully invested with all the rights and attributes which properly belong to independent nations, and conscious of the rectitude of our intentions, we fearlessly and confidently commit the issue to the decision of the supreme arbiter of the destinies of nations. And indeed, God did smile upon them and us. Happy Texas Independence Day to all. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.